Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. I shall read to you from Luke chapter 8, verses 43 through 48. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood staunched. And Jesus said, Who touched me? And when all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And Jesus said, Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Now at the beginning of this account, we see a diseased woman. She had made every effort to recover her health, even spending all she had. At the end of the account, however, we have that same woman, but now healed. The passage also indicates that she was spiritually well because of the saying of Christ for her to be of comfort. With faith in her heart, she had touched the Master. The difference between the woman at the start and the woman at the end was the contact she had with Jesus Christ. From someone sick and ordinary and sinful, she had been changed into someone pure and whole and healthy by his touch. Wherever Jesus went, he was thronged by people who sought even to touch him and to receive his touch. In Luke 6, verse 19, And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. In Mark 3 and verse 10, For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. And in Matthew 14, And when they were gone over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out unto all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that he might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. The influence of Jesus, his touch on their lives, their coming in contact with him, having his hands and his imprint upon them, made their lives worthwhile and restored, valuable and wonderful. Let me read to you this poem, The Touch of the Master's Hand. 'Twas battered, scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to waste time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. What am I bidding, good people? He cried. Who'll start the bidding for me? A dollar, now two, only two, $2, and who'll make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three, but no. From the room far away, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. Then wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up the strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as the angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, What am I bid for this old violin? And he held it up with the bow. $1,000, who'll make it two? $2,000, who'll make it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice, and going and gone, said he. The people cheered, and some of them cried, We don't quite understand. What changed its worth? Swiftly came the reply, The touch of the Master's hand. And many a man with life out of tune, and battered and torn with sin, is auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once, he's going twice, he's going and almost gone. But the Master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the Master's hand. Dear listening friend, Christ is our Master, And what has the Master's touch meant in time past? In Matthew chapter 8, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, and said, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now in this case, the Master's touch was a cleansing touch. The defiled and unclean man with a disease that was gradually destroying his body, cut off from all society, no cure being known, the man was cleansed. Leprosy, friend, is a type of sin because sin defiles, makes one unfit and unclean before God. It destroys man spiritually, and man alone possesses no cure. Jesus showed his power over leprosy and in so doing his power over sin. The Master's touch meant that the man was no longer defiled and unclean, but could be readmitted to society and association with others. So the spiritual touch of the Master, our contact with him, will bring our readmission into the presence of God, clean and pure, with sins forgiven. Again from Matthew 8, And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. And when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast the spirits out with his word, and healed all that were sick. Troubled by fever and weakened by it, the Master's touch not only brought healing, but quiet and reassurance, giving relief that allowed Peter's mother-in-law to return to her useful service. Well, friend, so it is with us. Life is often upset by turmoil as we struggle under the havoc and the violence, the disappointment and the destruction that sometimes invades our lives. But the touch of Christ in life can restore us to useful service to God and to man. And on another occasion, the touch of Jesus reassured his frightened disciples. In Matthew 17, And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Fear sometimes possesses the heart. Nothing in life is sure. Many things bring us insecurity. There is nothing in this world in which we can place our full trust and confidence. And though we long for security, it's not to be found except through the Master's touch. His touch gives us hope and confidence. It gives us strength and peace that nothing else can provide and that cannot be wrested from us. His promises not only comfort us in this life, but give us joy and gladness that we shall be God's heirs of eternal life. And again in Matthew chapter 9, And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying, saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. In this case, the touch of Jesus was an illuminating touch. It was said of him that he went about doing good, and that included making the blind to see. But friend, there is a blindness far more deadly than physical blindness. And that is spiritual blindness in sin. Jesus once said of some, Having ears, they hear not. Having eyes, they see not. Many are spiritually blind, religiously blind, not even aware that such is the case with them. We must learn God's will to be sure we're not among that number. And only by seizing the Master's hand, being touched and guided by his touch, can we escape the spiritual blindness and be lights in a world of sinful darkness. But the touch of Jesus is also a liberating touch. in Mark chapter 7, and they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up into heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephrathah, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. Being physically deaf and unable to speak is pictured as being in bondage. Jesus liberated this person from his physical captivity, and by his touch, people can be liberated from spiritual bondage as well. There is a bondage that cannot be compared because of its devastation. That is being in the bondage of sin and the servitude of Satan. One may be able to physically hear and speak and at the same time be in a far worse handicapped state than those who are physically burdened. One who stops his ears and closes his eyes to things spiritual is the world's most pitiable prisoner. Truth sets one free, John 8:32. Jesus liberated this man of whom we speak, and he is the one that can liberate us from the bondage of sin. In fact, that was his very mission to this earth, Luke 19:10, and 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15. Oh, there are additional things that could be said of the touch of Jesus. It was a touch of healing, cleansing, reassurance, illumination, liberation, and it was ministered with compassion and tenderness. He showed tender love toward little children when he touched them. There was the time when, with Jairus and his daughter, an occasion when his touch brought life, Luke chapter 8, like the raising of the son of the widow of Nain in Luke chapter 7. And as we study the times when the touch of Jesus is mentioned, two facts come to mind. One, the power of the Master's touch. And two, not once did Jesus force his touch upon anyone, but each time it was sought, and it was willingly received. Jesus brought himself within reach, but only when people reached for him, desired him to come into their midst, truly wanting contact with him, did his touch bring forth the blessings. Jesus makes himself available to us. He is not far from any of us. But to be blessed by his touch, we must desire and we must seek it with faith in our hearts and in obedience. When we do receive the Master's touch in our lives, we will be far better because of it. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. And another verse says, wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.